said the Salah Ad-Din Road can be used between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. local time. Meanwhile, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's rejected calls for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza until all hostages held by Hamas are freed. More than 200 people were taken on the 7th of October. Yuri Rawitz's 84-year-old mother is one of the hostages. He says he's holding on to hope.
I believe that she's still alive, and that's what gave me the energy to fight, to struggle, not to relax. I believe I'm going to see her.
At least 137 people have been killed after an earthquake hit Nepal late last night. That number's expected to rise, with helicopters and troops drafted in to help find survivors. Witnesses said tremors were felt as far away as Kathmandu and New Delhi in India, more than 500 miles away. It's thought some parts of southern England could see up to 40 millimetres of rain today. The Met Office has issued more than 200 flood alerts, hot on the heels of Storm Ciarán. In sport, Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag's in desperate need of a win this lunchtime in the early Premier League game at Fulham. He insists there's not extra pressure on him.
I never think in such scenarios. I think we have to win every game. And as every game, we put every effort in and we prepared very good, and I'm sure the players are ready to execute their plan.
Later, champions Manchester City host Bournemouth and unbeaten Arsenal head to Newcastle. Celtic kick off at Ross County shortly as they look to maintain an unbeaten start to their Scottish Premiership title defence. And at the Cricket World Cup, England are just about on top against Australia in Ahmedabad. A short while ago, their rivals were 247 for 7 in the 44th over. England will be officially knocked out if they lose this. And that's the latest. I'm Amante Falkenstein.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. How are you? Big thanks to Daniel for stepping in today. Great show, mate. I'm Spencer. This is the Weekend Wind-Up. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. Should we do this?
Like you're mine. know. Yeah. Like a sex machine, man. Yeah. Moving, doing it, you know. Yeah. Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
I like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
So good afternoon. As I said, welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. How are you? I've got some great music for you today. Some brand new stuff, all the usual features, and of course, all your messages. So get in touch, email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. No hanging about today, we're going straight in with a new track. We're loving this. Currently doing really well in the charts. This is a certain Joanne Duran, and this is Black Moonlight.
Hold tight. We're going.
you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Will you stay with me? Will you be my love as the days get longer? Will you follow me? Never let me go. Let's keep dreaming, dreaming as the sun goes down. Stars are dancing, dancing as the world turns round.
When it's said and done, I'll keep holding on, even in silence. I can hear your voice through all of the noise. Yeah, yeah. We'll keep dreaming, dreaming till the sun goes down. Yeah.
We'll keep dancing, dancing as the world turns round and round and round and you. I will be your love as the nights get longer. I will follow you, never let you go.
Yeah, I keep dreaming, dreaming till the sun comes out. Yeah.
Stars are dancing.
Go, that's Pink with Marshmallow and Sting with Dreaming, which I used last week in my cover for another. So I hope you enjoyed listening to that again. So welcome to the show. As I said, it's the weekend wind up here with you now until 3 o'clock this afternoon. How's your Saturday going? Now, can we talk about this weather this week? how crazy has it been? And it's bright sunshine at the moment outside I'm looking at, but the rain has just been excessive, isn't it? It's just ridiculous. I know so many people who have kind of have had floods or they've had leaks, myself included. And, yeah, it's been hideous, isn't it? So I hope you've wrapped up warm this week and looked after yourself. I mean, I do think it's a bit absurd that, you know, everything these days seems to have a name, doesn't it? It's always a storm. It's always a name. You know, when I was young, when I was a boy, it was just autumn. And then it was winter. And that's what it was. But apparently now it all has to be named. But anyway, whatever. I hope you've been well this week. And whatever you're up to the weekend, do get in touch and let me know. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. It'd be great to hear from you. I want to give a huge shout out to Keith, who's not in this week. Sending much love to you, Keith, my friend. Hope you're well. Miss seeing you this morning. Lovely seeing Daniel and miss seeing you, Keith. So I hope you're well, sir. I will drop you a message later. And, yeah, and there's loads of good music coming up today as well, so I hope you stay tuned for that. We've got the Phoenix film and DVD review with Mr. Mark Searby. That'll be coming up in about 15, 20 minutes. And some brand new tracks from Blink-182, from Take That, from who else? From Brownstone. So loads and loads of stuff and all the usual features. So make sure you do get in touch. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or hit me up on social media and let me know what you're up to the weekend. It'd be really good to hear from you.
Away the hurt. I can't stay here. I can't stay. I'm gone. Phoenix FM travel news.
Okay, first travel update of the day from me today. Roads are looking exceptionally busy. This is a mixture of the weather, a couple of accidents, and also lots and lots of temporary traffic lights and roadworks in place again. Still happening. So the B186, there's two sets of temporary traffic lights in place, one around the Thatcher's Arms as you're heading down towards the, keeping going on the B186 to the 127. Then you've also got the bridge closed on the 127 where the flyover is. So if you need to get into Thurrock, you need to go along the 127 and then go through the lanes at the halfway house. So just be mindful of that as well. Rayleigh Road in Hutton has some temporary traffic works as well. There's a broken down vehicle in Brentwood High Street, which is causing some problems. And there's also, if you come off the Brook Street roundabout heading into Brentwood, there has also been a minor accident. Nothing major, but traffic was being held for a little while just while they moved the car onwards. Now, public transport. There is a park closure on the Central Line, the Docklands Light Railway, and also the Waterloo and City Line. Services on Greater Anglia Network are showing as okay. On C2C, there is a service alteration. I think it's on the Ockenden Line as well. So I think trains are going to Grays from what I can work out. But do check with C2C if you are thinking of using the service, because there are some disruptions on that. And I'll be able to update you in the next hour as well. Jesse Ware, loving this. This is Freak Me Now.
Something about tonight that's
Here we go, Shakira and Beyonce there with Beautiful Liar. Now, I just want to remind you, there are a couple of things coming up in the events calendar that you might want to kind of pop along to. So, on Saturday the 4th of November, which is today, isn't it? What am I talking about? It's today. There is the Bartwell Social Club in Bartwell Close, the Brentwood Art Society exhibition, and it's open today. Pop along from 5 till 6, and also tomorrow as well from 11 till 3. You can go online and look at the art exhibition. Members bar is available and it's free entry, so why not pop along? For more information, you just simply go to www.brentwoodartsociety.com. All the information is on there as well. Now, coming up very, very soon, I will have today's Phoenix film and DVD review with Mr. Mark Searby. So, looking forward to telling you about what's coming up and what's out and about in the cinemas. If you want to pop along, there's loads of stuff going on. There really is. But in the meantime, this new track is out and we are loving this. This is from NSYNC. They've reformed and this is Better Place from the new Trolls film.
It's some kind of love, it's some kind of fire. I'm already up, but you lift me higher. You know I'm not wrong, you know I'm not lying. We do it better, yeah, we do it better, yeah.
I don't mind if the world spins faster, the music's louder, the waves get stronger. Don't mind if the world spins faster, faster, faster. Just let me take you to a better place. I'm gonna make you kiss the sky tonight. Yeah, if you let me show the way. Hey, I'm so excited to see you excited. I'll take you to a better place.
Yeah, as I said, that's NSYNC there with Better Place from the new Trolls film, which is called Band Together. Now, I want to give a big shout-out to Mr. Quincy and the team, the events team over in Merlin on the South Bank. They've had a busy couple of weeks. Halloween's always a really busy time for them. So thank you once again for entertaining the troops, guys. We do appreciate you. And this next track is the brand-new one. It's not even released yet, I don't think, but it's been announced as the new single from A Certain That, and this is called This Life. Sounds a bit like the intro to Minder, if anyone's old enough to remember that.
In this life you can try, but it won't stop challenging you.
Slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Two mice fell into a bucket of cream. Here's two guys that fell into a radio station to talk about movies on Phoenix FM.
So it may be a dismal November day outside, but it's bright in here. We've got Mr. Mark Searby in with the Phoenix Film and DVD Review. Hello!
Hello, it's very kind of you to say.
That's all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks, Spencer. I'm doing well.
Good, good, good. What delights have we got today?
Well, it's an interesting bunch. We will talk about a horror movie in a moment. I know, obviously, Halloween is gone, but there's another horror movie out this week. Doesn't stop with the horror, of course. But let's start with a movie that is in UK cinemas right now. It's a movie called Bottoms. Nothing to do with the Minions at all, who shout bottom. At all. Nothing to do with them. It's about two unpopular queer high school students who start a fight club to have sex before graduation.
Right, okay.
I mean, that's quite the synopsis, isn't it?
We've all done it. We've all done it.
Exactly. Like, you know, we've all started a fight club in order to determine who will get to have sex first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a rite of passage. It's a rite of passage.
I mean, that's an eye-opener of a story, that is. However, this is the thing with this movie. It's not as harsh or as saucy as it sounds. This is actually a sex comedy mixed with a story about coming of age and mental health and even a raw dollop of violence in there. So it's this heady mix, and I absolutely loved it for that. I just laughed a lot at what was on show because the two central characters, PJ and Josie, they're just naturally funny in a sort of nerdy, on the outside girls at school. You know, they're trying to be cool, they're trying to fit in with the popular girls, but it's just not working. It just doesn't work. You know, we can go back to like the films of John Hughes, these types of characters. But the thing is, that's
sort of
films
like Pretty in Pink and stuff like that.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, there's certainly an element of Pretty in Pink and stuff like The Breakfast Club as well, and even Ferris Bueller's Day Off in this as well. Of course, the thing is as well, what makes them different here is that, you know, we have two students who identify as queer as well. They start a fight club for females, and then suddenly they become the cool kids. Even the popular girls who didn't like PJ and Josie turn up to the fight club. However, there is something extra special about this fight club, and I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, because once you see the movie and once you find out what the extra special bit is, it's really funny. As soon as it happened, I was just in fits of hysterics. I just thought, this is fantastic. It's really good fun. I must say this. You know, I'm saying to you, I'm not going to tell you what it is. Of course, that brings to mind actual Fight Club. Like, don't tell people there's a fight. You know, first rule of Fight Club, don't talk about Fight Club. Just to clarify, the Fight Club does exist, and what launches this film into a violent, bone-crushing, kill-fest finale is so over the top that it's hilarious and really silly. It's such a fun way to end the film. You know, everything that's gone before it was really funny, but to do with PJ and Josie trying to have sex before they leave high school. But the ending is something I am not going to forget because of how funny and also how bloody it is as well. I wasn't expecting that, but the film, and if you pardon the pun here, Spencer, the film really delivers a killer blow in the final third. It's just one of those movies that just takes its chances, and it's great. That's what I like about it. You know, this is a movie that is so on the money. You know, it's so of the zeitgeist of what kids are going through at this moment in time with school, and it's dealing with coming of age angle for all females in the film. So this movie is also a very good advocate for speaking to others if you're feeling down. You know, it's a movie about mental health as well. It's, and that's what I like about this film's messaging as well, is that all the way through, it's got this message. Talk to people, but also be yourself. Just be you. People will either like you for it or hate you for it. And those people who hate you for it, they're not worth knowing at all. And I just like that. I just like that messaging. The thing is, that messaging is rolled up in the Fight Club element of it. But that's what makes this funny, is that you go, wow, there's some real messaging here in between the fighting that makes it that they're going to have sex in a moment.
Yeah, it sounds really interesting.
Yeah, it is. Well, look, I'm not going to give our ages away, Spencer, because we're just not going to do that on the radio. But me and you are not the generation of this film's demographic. We're really not. Honestly, we're not at all. Yeah, I had a blast with this movie. I just thought the characters were super fun. They're very real as well. The sex talk in this is very real as well. The characters, you know, it's just everything. Like, the friendship relationships are very real. The violence, thankfully, isn't very real, but it's over the top in a really fun way. So you've got a movie here that's like 90% truthful about trying to fit in at school, and then a 10% violent action film. I mean, that's a mix and a half. And the thing is, I thought it worked brilliantly.
Yeah, and it just kind of, it sounds like that this is kind of a real kind of hybrid of all those, I know we mentioned Pretty in Pink, but all those sort of like American Pie and all those coming of ages films and all of that.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You know, let's face it, we've all seen at least one or two high school coming of age comedies. Well, this is another one, but as I said, it's a sex comedy. It's also a story about mental health. It's also a violent movie towards the end as well. It shouldn't work. And yet it does, and it does it very, very well.
It's mad, isn't it? It's
just
it's just kind of. I'm just. So who's in this? Is it a cast or?
It's not. It's not at all. So this is the thing. Like, there's a couple of people in there who are slowly on the rise in terms of actors to, I think, to look out for. But really unknown cast. I like that about it because, you know, as I've said to you before, you're not going, that's Brad Pitt playing such and such. You know, you're not feeling like it's that. You're immersed in it because you're going, yeah. I don't know these people. They could be at school. They could be in a fight club. I don't know.
I know. It's just, it sounds really fascinating. It really does.
Mm, it is.
Really, really does. No, looking forward to that very much on the list. Right, next cab off the rank.
So on DVD and Blu-ray this week is a movie called Cobweb. It's about an eight-year-old boy who tries to investigate the mysterious knocking sounds that are coming from inside the walls of his house.
Oh, dear.
Unveiling a dark secret that his parents have kept hidden from him. Yeah. I mean, I love a good haunted house movie. I think when they're done right, they can be scary and or atmospheric. And Cobweb is more atmospheric than scary, which I'm all for because it's got this slow build of a storyline that then jumps out at you with a surprise and or a shock that I think just adds an extra scare or two. So Cobweb starts out with the typical boy is afraid of the noises in his room. I mean, we've all been there when we've been a kid. You know, what's that knocking in the cupboard and things like that. However, as the film progresses, he starts to develop a kind of kinship with the entity because they have greater things to fear inside the house. So the film is constantly shifting where the fear comes from. And I enjoyed that. I thought it kept you on the edge of your seat, wondering where it was going to go next. And I think what impressed me the most about this film is that it didn't resort to cheap, lazy jump scares all the time. It was more interested in building something, you know, something that goes bump in the night, yet it's got a reason to make those noises as well. So it's adding an extra level of depth, even though, as I said, you know, not many jump scares, don't like them, but the reason they're in here makes sense. Other thing about this movie is the cast in it. I'm really impressed with this cast because both Lizzie Kaplan and Anthony Starr, who play the parents, are actually very good. Anthony Starr plays the dad, and he's just an instantly hateable guy when he appears. And he just goes further down that rabbit hole of you just absolutely hating this guy. But that's the great performance in it, is that from minute one, you just hate him. You just, I hate this guy. You know, his treatment of his son is terrible. However, I think it's Lizzie Kaplan, as the boy's mother, who really comes out of this much more scary. It's a performance that I think is both twisted and quite eerie, and there's some menace in it as well. Yet there's also a touch of fear from her as well. So I think that's the standout performance, because we don't see central horror characters get that sort of weird mix. I genuinely had no idea which side she was going to land on in terms of the storyline. You know, was she going to be evil or was she going to be a savior? You know, it constantly kept me guessing as to who's going to, where's she going to end up here? Where's she going to end up? And I like that about it. Then I've got
to...
Go on.
Sorry to interrupt you. You know what's really interesting is the fact that so many of these types of films just rely on, as you said, the jump scares and all of that, and kind of the cliched formula. So if you don't know where something's going to end up or where... It just adds to it, doesn't it? It just makes it something so much more special.
It does. That's the thing. Because we've all seen the standard horror tropes before. And I'm not saying that Cobweb doesn't have them. It does. But I like the fact that it sort of mixes it up and you kind of go, okay, what's happening here? Because I'm never really sure if she is on the level or not. We know her, the dad, we can get that. Okay, but the mother, not too sure. Now, the son, I've got to mention Woody Norman here because he plays the son. Peter is his name. He's at the centre of it all. It's a really good performance. You know, it's not the type of annoying child actor performance. This genuinely feels like a young boy who is really fearful of the situation he is in. I thought he played it really well, and you genuinely got a sense of who this kid was and what he was going through as well. So I think it's always a pleasure to watch a child in a horror film actually have a sense of purpose, rather than just be, we're going to target the scares at this and the kid is just going to be scared and that's it. Like, this child has a sense of purpose instead of just being the brunt of the scares. So I think Woody Norman in this is very good. I'm interested to see what he does next. He's very good to hear. The thing is, with Cobweb, really, it is a quiet movie. It's quite an unassuming movie. But that's, I thought, what made it more atmospheric. And you know, it got a chill factor to it as well. It's not super scary. Yeah, it's got a couple of jump scares in it. But as I said, you know, they're not loads. Yeah, there's something in it that I think makes you fearful rather than instant scares. This is one that creeps up on you and yet you can't look away. So,
which is even worse, isn't it, sometimes?
It is, yeah. I agree with you, actually, is that you want to look away, but you can't because you're unsure what's going to happen. So I thought, in terms of horror movies, this is a tidy little movie. You know, this is well put together, and it deserves a decent amount of viewers. So I hope people take a chance on it. Cobweb, it's on DVD and Blu-ray now. It is a pretty good horror movie.
You know what, just interestingly, obviously this week, as you say, with Halloween, there's been the usual films displayed everywhere. And I've always had a bit of a strange relationship with the Halloween films because the first one really made a mark on me and terrified me in a big, big way. And I watched Halloween 2 and I'd forgotten the original Halloween 2. I'd forgotten just kind of how they kept that suspense going. But then on the opposite side of that this week, I watched a Halloween film which I'd totally forgotten about, where it was set like in a Big Brother style house. They had cameras in the house, and it was, and the difference in the real kind of menace that they built up to, rather than just the scare factor of somebody, you know, jumping out and being stabbed, and It was so apparent how cheap it was.
Yeah.
How cheap they made it, because they didn't go down the clever route of building the suspense and building the menace and all of that. It was so different.
That's the worry about horror films that expand their franchises, that eventually they lose their grip on where they originally started. Of course, they've got to innovate. That's what's got to happen. You know, they've got to change it up. But at the same time, you've still got to have that focus from where it originally started. But as you said, when it changes that much, You forget it's a Halloween movie. Like, if somebody said to you, this is not a Halloween movie, you'd have probably gone... if they'd have told you, here's a movie, we're going to put it on, I'm not going to tell you what it's called, you probably wouldn't have guessed it was a Halloween movie.
No, absolutely.
I think that's the thing. So, you know, it's difficult. Look, it's difficult making a horror movie because you've got so much to live up to. It's tough. But when you get films that come out and actually you go, actually, do you know what? That's a good horror movie. I think they deserve to be praised.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. So, have a great weekend. And we will see you next week.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Missed this week's film reviews? Then listen again on phoenixfm.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh no, what have I done? Thought I was in love and I thought you were the one. Oh no, take a look at me, standing over here on my own two feet. Oh no, look at you, now you're all alone and you're feeling blue. Cause when the truth comes out and the rain comes in, tell me what you're gonna do. I know what you're gonna say, your words always sound the same. When I try to get rid of you, you come back like a deja vu.
Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.